Far leftist Corbyn complains no deal Brexit would result in Trump trade deal. By Victoria Friedman on August 27, 2019. Far left Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has expressed his fear that a no deal Brexit would be a Trump deal Brexit. Writing in The Independent on Tuesday, Mr. Corbyn said our Prime Minister is cozying up to Trump because a no deal Brexit is really a Trump deal Brexit. He then claimed that being released from the control of the European Union and its trade rules, which President Donald Trump has described as shackles around the UK, won't return sovereignty, but would rather put Britons at the mercy of the United States and the big US corporations trying to get their teeth into our NHS. Despite President Trump clarifying during his state visit in June that the British National Health Service would not be on the table in trade negotiations, saying that's something that I would not consider part of trade. That's not trade. Mr. Corbyn also raised the specter of chlorinated chicken and lower animal welfare standards in the food chain should the UK sign a free trade deal with the US. Claims dismissed earlier this year by the US ambassador to the UK Woody Johnson as scare stories likely designed by Brussels to reduce trade between the two countries post-Brexit. The Labour leader's comments follow a successful meeting between President Trump and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson at the G7 summit last weekend in Biarritz, France, where Mr. Johnson said he and his American counterpart were very excited to discuss future trading relations. The president also extolled the virtues of the Leave-supporting Prime Minister, saying that he was the right man to deliver Brexit. While Mr. Johnson was developing the already strong relationship with the United States, he stood firm and drew a line in the sand with the EU, which was represented at the G7 by President of the European Council Donald Tusk, over his determination to take the UK out of the bloc by October 31, with or without a Brussels exit deal. Johnson is also considering proroguing, suspending, Parliament in the autumn to ensure that Brexit is delivered, amidst plots by Remainer MPs to stop a no deal, with a senior official telling The Telegraph. The Prime Minister has been repeatedly clear that parliamentarians and politicians don't get to choose which public votes they respect. The remarks were directed at the likes of Mr. Corbyn, who recently called on his Commons colleagues to install him as a caretaker Prime Minister to stop no-deal Brexit. Not only would he, Jeremy Corbyn, align himself with some of this country's most intractable and difficult foes, but he would also renege, reject, revoke the mandate of the people. And I cannot think of anything worse for democracy or for trust in politics, and I very much hope that does not happen, Mr. Johnson added. Corbyn doubled down on his objection to a clean Brexit in his Independent article, writing that his party will do everything necessary to stop a no-deal bankers' Brexit. Mr. Corbyn is set to meet with leaders of the other opposition parties on Tuesday to find a way to stop the UK making a clean break from the EU. The Labour leader has said that if he wins a no-confidence vote in Prime Minister Johnson, he will force a delay to Brexit, call a snap election, and in the event of a Labour government, has pledged to hold a second referendum on leaving the EU.